Hello everybody, my name is Sterling Nice. Today we will be reviewing the movie Bob Marley, One Love. For those of you who do not know who Bob Marley is, Bob Marley was a Jamaican singer and songwriter whose distillation of early ska, rock, steady, and reggae musical forms blossomed in the 1970s into an electrifying rock-influenced hybrid that made him an international superstar. Sadly, Bob Marley is dead. He died of skin cancer. He wasn't just like some singer like Elvis Presley or Johnny Cash, or no offense to Elton John, you were on drugs a lot, man. No offense at all. He was more than just like a musician. Bob Marley was like a cultural icon who like used his platform to like spread messages of peace, fight against oppression, and encourage social change. His legacy is not just like in the melodies and rhythms of his songs, but in the hearts and minds of those who he touched with his words. So one thing I did really appreciate about the I love the movie overall. I think it was awesome. Like it like told like a story of hope of Bob Marley's entire life. I like going to the movie theater. I didn't really think it would be a good movie, but I knew I knew that it would be like a good episode to like show. It would be a good episode to review. But two things that I had a problem with it. One, the Jamaican accents were super thick, and I could barely understand the word they were saying. Two. They like stopped the movie, they like ended the movie and said that he lived for like about like 8 more years after that. When the movie ends and like the video ends and then they put words like, I think you know what I'm talking about, but like they put like words about the end of the movie, like, for example, at the end of the Rocket Man Elton John movie, it showed said in white words on a black background, Elton John has been sober for over like 30 or 50 years or whatever. At the end they said Bob Marley had continued to live for 8 more years after that. That kind of upsets me because like that kind of pisses me off because like there was like 8 more years after that, and they couldn't really like tell a story of how he like could have like kept on living, they just like wasted like 8 more years of like because there's probably only going to be one Bob Marley movie, of course there is, right? But like here's the like because like they just like got rid of 8 years of his life that we might never know about. And that kind of upsets me. I kinda wish that I continued like the movie through like the course of his life, like from when he was born all the way to his death. And they didn't really show how he like got they didn't really make it too clear how he got into music. How he became so famous. The reason he became famous, it's because he was like just like an international superstar. But also because let's see what the other audience members have to say. Bob Marley movie reviews. It got 4.2 out of 5 ratings. And it got 4.2 out of 5, 3,289 ratings in total. That's pretty good. Let's see. And this guy is from January, March. What? This guy put way too many emojis. Never mind. Okay. This guy is Nefertari Selassie. I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. Growing up in the Rasta culture, I felt a surge of anxiety upon hearing about the official movie being made about the Honorable Ras Nesta Marley. Bob Marley is revered globally as an iconic legend whose spirit, words, culture, faith, and revolutionary confidence continue to resonate deeply with many to this day. I was initially concerned about the potential lack of authenticity in the portrayal movie. As the movie commenced, I set aside all my preconceptions, and I'm grateful that I did. The storyline proved to be thoroughly captivating from start to finish, commencing with praises to the Most High Emperor Haile Selassie Ija, and concluding in the same vein. The representation of Rastafari teachings, drumming, chanting, and Rastafari guidance. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing these names wrong. But these all seem like Jamaican words, and I've never spoken Jamaican. Rastafari guidance, akin to a father figure, and Bob Marley's faith left me feeling proud. The emotional depth conveyed in showcasing the backstory emotions and circumstances behind each song was profoundly touching. Throughout the film, intricate details such as the significance of the Lion of Judah ring gift were executed with masterful precision. The deception. Oh. Yeah, sorry. The depiction of the relationship between Bob and Rita was simultaneously inspiring, touching, and intriguing. With Rita portrayed as a strong woman, wonderfully enacted by Lashana Lynch. And the portrayal of Jamaica, including its landscapes, accents, which is what I'm talking about, which were hard to understand, and characteristics, was wonderfully authentic. Bob's body language was portrayed with superb authenticity and another layer of depth to the performance. Bob Marley does do a lot of movement in that. If you watch Bob Marley's videos of him singing, he'll be dancing all over the place, like he's having a. I'm not gonna say it. For those unfamiliar with Jamaican language and culture, I encourage them to embrace the opportunity to learn just as they would any other language or dialect. All the actors delivered stellar performances, truly embodying their respective characters. Respective characters. Overall, the movie provided an incredibly emotional, enriching learning experience. And they put an emoji of, I think that's a Bible, and then a person praying, and then a yellow heart, and then a red heart, and then a green heart. For those of you who do not know why she put a yellow heart, and then a red heart, and then a green heart, yellow, red, and green are the orders of the Jamaican flag. Overall, pretty good movie. Overall, I give it a 7 out of 10, like I said before. I kind of wish they had continued to, talk about Bob Marley's last 8 years of his life. I'm sorry. Every time I start recording, I cough. It's so stupid. Jesus Christ. Okay. And I already said I wish they had continued the 8 years of Bob Marley's life, but they didn't. Number two, the Jamaican accents were way too thick, in my opinion. But I do like how they captured the quality of all the accents, which I do appreciate about that. Head down over to the movie theater. You can comment below on what you think about the movie. My name is Sterling Nice. I'm so sorry. I'm ending a little bit early today just because I'm coughing a lot. Yeah, I bet you. I will tell you tomorrow. If I'm not coughing at all tomorrow, I want you to point that out down in the comment section. They're like, Sterling, you weren't coughing. What the hell, man? I was like, I know. Okay, just tell me what you think of the movie. I'll see you in the next one.